Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time for our devotion. Well, first of all, I want us to give honor to whom honor is due. Unto you, multi visible Lord, we want to say thank you. Accept our thanks, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. If this is your first time of joining us and wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour. And right here on this show, we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. We get to dive deep into the deep revelations in the Word of God. The Lord gets to speak to us every single morning. And if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to spread the word. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 15th day in the month of April 2025. It's a beautiful Tuesday, and we'll be looking at a topic that says, The Law of Harvest. The Law of Harvest. Our aim today is taken from Psalm 30. When we walk with the Lord. When we walk with the Lord. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 1 Kings chapter 16 to chapter 18. 1 Kings from chapter 16 to chapter 18. Our memory verse is taken from Galatians chapter 6 verse 7. Galatians chapter 6 verse 7. Are you with your Bibles? Let's take it together so that we can memorize. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians chapter 6 verse 7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that he shall reap. And our Bible reading is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 9 from verse 6 to 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 from verse 6 to 11. From verse 6 it reads, But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully, every man according as he purposeth in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly, or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver, and God is also able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, but the minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything, to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, One of my sons was in a church service, and the Lord told him to give an offering of 1,000 naira, which was a lot of money in those days. He said,
"Get thee behind me, Satan." And God replied, "It is not Satan, it is me. And I am not going anywhere." He kept trying to silence the voice that spoke to him, but the voice persisted. At last, he decided to give 500 naira, just in case it was God. The next week, a woman came to his office and gave him 50,000 naira. He was excited because it was a lot of money. As the woman was leaving, she turned back and said, "Sir, I am sorry, but I have to confess this. I was actually supposed to give you 100,000 naira, but something came up and I had to spend 50,000 naira out of it." Immediately his excitement vanished. He realized that God wanted him to reap a harvest of 100,000 naira, but he also sowed half of the seed that was required. When we sow something little, we will reap something little in return. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6 and Luke chapter 6 verse 38. The harvest of a farmer who sows on hectares of land cannot be compared to that of a farmer who sows on a small piece of land in his backyard. Wise farmers reserve their best crops for sowing because they know that the quality of the seed is a major determinant of the quality of the harvest. Only foolish fellows eat the best of their seed. Whenever God blesses you, He puts the seed for the next season and the bread for the present season in that blessing. Always recognize your seed and sow it. Seeds can be in the form of actions, service, or words. In 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 8 to 10, the great woman of Shunem sowed the seed of kindness to Elisha, and she reaped a bountiful harvest. A decision to set aside a space for the man of God to rest whenever he passed by a town was a seed that yielded multiple harvests. First, she reaped a harvest of fruitfulness after a long period of barrenness. Then she reaped a harvest of resurrection when her son suddenly died and was resurrected. Lastly, she reaped a harvest of miraculous restoration after returning to her city following a 7-year famine to find that her land and house had been taken over, like we see in 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 8 to 37 and 2 Kings chapter 8 from verse 1 to 6. I decree that all your good seeds will yield bountiful harvest in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Open Heaven comes with an action point that says, plant a seed of kindness in somebody's life today. Plant a seed of kindness in somebody's life today. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.